Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, there you have it. So the two number one seeds will be staying home for another week. Philadelphia and, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs. Most impressive win for me, Joe Burrow, and what he did to Buffalo. I mean, they came out, it was snowing, and Joe just sweats confidence, doesn't he? I mean, Joe Burrow came out of that tunnel, which is still really weird that the teams come out next to each other. It's very strange. I can't believe there aren't more fights with the players when things get heated like they did at the end of our game, and you need extra security because on one side of the tunnel, one team has their locker room, on the other side of the tunnel. I mean, it's just, they don't do that anymore. That's just not happening in these new stadiums. But, yeah, so Joe Burrow winning 27-10. Their defense shut the Bills down. They did whatever they wanted. By the way, Cincinnati ran with all those backup offensive linemen. So everybody was kind of down on Cincinnati because the offensive line, right? All backup tackles, they weren't very good. They were showing video, oh my God, look at how he got beat. Oh, it's going to be tough against that Buffalo front. They ran for 172 yards. And Joe had some time to throw, was able to buy some time, and basically throw the ball all over the place and jump out on Buffalo 14-0. Something happened to Buffalo, man. I mean, we were in some tight ball games. We didn't win them. They beat us at the end of the year and then beat us again. We went back a couple weeks later and played them and all that. But, man, there is something missing in Buffalo. Somebody tried, oh, they need another wide receiver. I said, they've been real good with those wide receivers. I don't know. Just something just.
I got a texter tell us Von Miller earlier. That's definitely a big piece that's missing there.
Von Miller. Missing by far their best pass rusher. Not a bad point. They've got a bunch of, I got to tell you, their defensive tackles got chewed up. We did the same thing to them. Able to run the ball inside. I mean, they just kind of pounded them inside on the running game. But, boy, I'll tell you what, Cincinnati went in there like they knew they were going to win that game. My God. So, yeah, we got the two number one seeds, San Francisco and the number one defense going to Philly. And old confident Joe going to play Patrick Mahomes. My God, is that thing going to get some big time numbers watching those two play against each other again. Joe Burrow, by the way, quietly is beating all these top quarterbacks. Went to the Super Bowl last year, everybody forgets. And so now Joe takes that team back. And by the way, as good as that so their offensive line supposedly is not very good, especially with all the backups, which Joe dealt with last year when they were just not very good. But Joe Burrow's got one thing. He got some really good group of receivers to throw to. He might have the best 1, 2, and 3 receivers in the NFL. They might be the best group, the best trio, because most teams play three wides. They, from 1 to 3, starting with Jamar Chase, might be the best 1, 2, and 3. I didn't say best 1 and 2. The numbers don't lie. That belongs to Miami Dolphin pair of Hill and Waddle. But, yeah, they're good. And they're getting open. Buffalo tried that zone thing, and they just absolutely chewed it up. So that was the situation.
They also have a really good running back there, too, which needs to get throwing.
Joe Mixon's good player.
He played really well. Their tight end didn't play poorly either. He's been stepping up.
They got
late Hayden Hurst, but Mixon's a big deal for that team. He runs the ball hard.
They got good backs. They were running hard and good game. And listen, that guy playing quarterback is not taking a back seat to too many people. I can only imagine what the owner of the Miami Dolphins was thinking if just Brian Flores didn't win all those games. Old topic, not coming back. He's with Cincinnati. But Joe, man, these two guys playing against each other, folks, and Patrick Mahomes won't be at 100%. Hell, he's just glad to be playing if he can play after that thing looked like it could easily have been broken the way that thing turned. Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow, though, is a great matchup with the two best in the business. Patrick Mahomes is clearly the MVP for me. Not even close. Should be. With that group he's throwing to, no Tyreek Hill. And somebody will have to explain to me, I'm not smart enough and I couldn't put a defense together to try to take somebody out of a game. But how? Please tell me how Kansas City's Kelce is always so open at tight end. How's he always sitting down and wide open? How's that happen? Catches the ball and runs in the end zone. I get the pick plays. Sometimes the pick screws guys, you know, guys aren't ready for it man-to-man, and they get picked, and they did that on one Kelce touchdown. But, I mean, you know they're going to go to him. They're gonna target him close to 20 times. And by the way, this week, they're going to do it again. They're going to do it again and try to get him involved. 14 catches. And all I hear guys going, did you put anything together to kind of key on him? Everybody else is kind of secondary. All those guys on the outside are just secondary guys. It all goes with Travis Kelce inside. 14 catches. Wow. By the way, the other really bad look during the game. It's bad, and I understand, and I thought Josh Allen handled it about the best you can. Stephon Diggs not real happy and started to leave. Sound like one of his guys talked him into coming back before the coach could talk. He was checking out and going out the door, and he was upset. He didn't catch more footballs. And Josh Allen didn't hide from it. He goes, hey, what'd you think about Stephon Diggs, you know, saying stuff to you when you're on the bench? So he wants the ball more. We know that. He's frustrated. But I thought Josh Allen handled it great. He didn't badmouth the guy and, you know, just frustration. Just a lot of frustration. And I got to tell you, Diggs had a great year. Had a great year. Had a top 4 or 5 year at wide receiver in the NFL. Put up some monster numbers for that much frustration. But that's another tough one, man, for Buffalo, because Buffalo's window will run out too. You know, they look so good, and then something just went missing. I don't know when he started throwing all the red zone interceptions. I don't know what happened. I don't know maybe you're right. Whoever said maybe it had to do with Von Miller. Like, they miss Von Miller and his leadership. He clearly their best pass rusher. Not even close. The other guy's not even close. Nothing against Russo and those guys. All good players. That guy's a great player to this day and was on his way to having a monster season before getting injured.
Well, one thing I know is that the window of the AFC East is now open, right?
Well, they're still the team to beat.
They're the team to beat, but not by much anymore, man. Like, if the Dolphins can have their quarterback stay healthy, they should be able to beat these guys and win that division once and for all here, because the Patriots are a mess. The Jets are even worse.
So I just say,
seems like the window's open right now.
You paused on me here.
Let me
just say
this. Window's open.
So it is open, but we got to figure out how to close games before we just decide that we're right there. We got to figure.
Well, we are right there. They are right there.
We're losing.
I understand they're losing, but they are right there. They act like they're not there. They almost went up to Buffalo and beat those guys with Skyler.
You almost beat everybody this year. You almost beat everybody. You got to figure out how to close out these games. Come up with big plays at the end of games. On both sides, by the way. It's not just one side. Come up on both sides. You have leads. You have a chance to take the lead on drives. You got to figure out how to close this thing out. I don't disagree. We got more talent than we've had in a long, long time. They got to be able to go out and sign three or four of the key guys that are free agents that they need to get back and then try to upgrade some certain positions. And listen, man, while we're at it with the Dolphins, we did a big rebuild. Everybody knows about it. And by the way, it doesn't start with Christian Wilkins in 2019. That was a small draft class, but Christian Wilkins needs to be priority number one to re-sign. His last 2 years at defensive tackle have been special, real special. But the 2020 on, 2020 was 3 ones and 2 twos. You come back, you got another big class, and you did a nice job. Listen, there's a lot of good players. Waddle, Phillips, and Holland. Not bad. Your two number ones and your early second-round pick. You get a safety, you get a real good pass rusher, and you get a frontline wide receiver. You get a number one wide receiver. Good stuff. But you got to be able to put this all into wins. You've got to – this window, you can't keep all these guys forever. And the 2020 class has been some good players. There's been some good players in it. But Tua, Jackson, and Iggy, you didn't have them the last few games. None of them. None of them. One was inactive, the other two injured. We went all in heavy on two big drafts. Heavy. This thing was built with that and free agency. And free agency. A lot of money. We need to win this thing now. You know, when you do this, and it was a different way of doing it, where we had all the ones and we had all the two, we had 5 ones in 2 years and we had 3 or 4 twos in the 2 years. So that's your core. You have to win now. This is not about they're young anymore. The 2020 class is not young anymore. The 2020 class has now played 3 years. No more. 20, 21, 22 season they played. Now's the window of guys coming into their prime. Now's the window that if you miss on this, Chris Greer can only patch it up so much. Well, that draft pick didn't work out. We got to get another free agent for that one. You can't Band-Aid it. You can't free agent Band-Aid everything. Now's the time. Now is the time to, you know, continue. And our owner's going to demand. I mean, listen, this guy's 82 years old. Stephen Ross wants to win right now. He wants to win yesterday. He wants it now. So, man, I ain't putting any more pressure on anybody because there's pressure when you're a GM and a head coach. Everybody knows that. We don't have patience. You've seen, you know, Cam Cameron 1 year and gone. We've had a lot of guys 2 and 3 years and gone. But, man, we need to be talking about wins in the playoffs here real soon. Real soon. I might bring it up every day. 22 years we haven't won a playoff game. Purdy's already won 2. Got to win now, man. It's got to happen, folks. It's got to happen. This thing, you know, we can't just forget about the rebuild. And all those draft picks are 2 years. Well, look at all the draft picks we have. We're all set up. We're going to have really good picks. Now we just got to get the right guys. All right. So you put Chris Greer in charge to go out and do it. And that was going to be the core, along with two big free agent classes during that time as well. Two big free agent classes to come in. We need to get back to playoffs. and make a push at this East and a push at winning a playoff game. That's where we are. That should be the message every day. Not success and, well, we are successful. We almost won a playoff game. That's not – I was thinking about that. I'm still pissed about that. So wait a second. Let me say something here. So we're I was just thinking, man, what would Don Shula say if somebody said, hey, coach, lost in the first round of the playoffs, but it was a close game on the road. And Shula goes, successful. Are you kidding? He made guys stay a week after the season.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I'm proud of our guys, how we handled situations throughout the year. You know, we could have made a lot of excuses throughout the year of what was going on, but guys continued to fight. You know, we wanted to win this one. We want to win them all.
You were on the bench and he was speaking. He had his arms spread, and then we just saw him leave the locker room early. Can you shed, you know, any light or insight into what he was trying to express to you?
He's a fiery competitor. He wants the ball. And whatever it was that we couldn't get him the ball tonight, you know, we're going to have to learn from him.
Good job by Josh Allen, man, talking about his number one guy, Stephon Diggs, not happy. Boy, they catch everything on the sideline. There's no secrets over there anymore, right? Got cameras looking for drama. Looking for drama when things are real good or real bad. Looking to see who might not be happy. And Stephon Diggs, who was one of the great, by the way, one of the great trades that the Buffalo Bills made. Remember that? Gave up a number one to Minnesota to get him, and their passing game with Josh Allen really took off after that. No question about it. Hey, by the way, the Heat got a nice win yesterday, and I say nice win in a really ugly, ugly game. When you start talking about going 8 for 34 on threes, 23%, and you turn the ball over 22 times and you win, I know if I gave you those stats, you're going, all right, so we lost. How bad was it? No, they won 100 to 96 over the Pelicans. Now 26 and 22. Tyler Hero, 26 points in the game. They were down as many as 16 when I checked in the second quarter on them. They were really struggling before. I got to say this. And by the way, you're going to win ugly sometimes. You take it because they lose that kind of game, especially with the Pelicans' two best players out. It would have been a bad loss. And you got Boston tomorrow. Going to be a fun one to find out where you are against Celtics are just friggin' on fire again right now. Max Strus. This is a weird one. Max been a really good scorer, right? I'm not saying he's 20 a game. Max Strus has not scored in two games. 0 for 10 in two games, 0 points. That, again, it's not a lot of shots. I mean, guys go 0 for 10. We've seen 0 for 10s in a one game. But it's just weird that to see Max Strus really struggle and not score, Woody, in two games of that.
Yeah, he's on my fantasy basketball team, so I'm well aware of his struggles.
So, anyway, again, they're winning games. I'm guessing they'll have a great effort against the Celtics tomorrow. They usually play to their competition, and especially at home, to see how they do against the Celtics, who, again, had a long winning streak. I don't know. Did it get broken? I don't know. I didn't look last night if it got broken or anything, but, boy, they've won a bunch of friggin' games here recently. And so, anyway, wanted to mention that. Going to be fun. Celtics in town, always good, and find out where your team is and one of the teams you're trying to get a little bit closer to here. And the Panthers, after really struggling, have started to play better. They're just three back in the wild card right now with 51 points through 48 games. They got the Rangers tonight, but have played a lot better recently. So just three back of that last wild card position right now. I believe it's the Penguins in that eighth spot, if I'm not mistaken, when I was just looking at that. So, anyway, we got a lot of news. The Miami Dolphins, you're going to start hearing a lot of names that the Dolphins are interested in. Mike McDaniel's interested in to take over for the defensive coordinator job and see what he wants to run, if it's going to look more like what they do in San Francisco, where the team that he left has got the number one defense led by Nick Bosa, who has just been unbelievable and going to win a Defensive Player of the Year award here coming up real soon. That's going to be his. Now we'll find out if San Francisco can move on. Shanahan's done a great job, by the way. Shanahan might be the best coach, one of the two or three best coaches for sure right now in the NFL, with the system and the quarterback playing, a third guy playing as a rookie, has not lost a game.
That's kind of been like that for a little bit, though, now, hasn't it? He's done a really nice job over there for a long time, Joe.
He's done a pretty darn good job. They had the one, didn't they have the one year they were a little bit down? Was that last year?
He got them to the Super Bowl down here, right?
He did against
they had a rough, Kansas rough
City.
Second half of that game.
Yeah.
Everyone had a rough second half against the Chiefs that year. Remember that?
They had all the comebacks.
Yeah. But that is probably the most well-coached team that we have left in this whole thing, right?
Ooh, I don't know. See,
I think they do a really good job.
I think Cincinnati's really well-coached. I think Cincinnati's coaching staff's done a real – again, their head coach was a assistant down here. I had no idea it was going to be this good. They're pretty good. And our former defensive coordinator has turned out to be – Lou Anarumo has become one of the best defensive coordinators. You know, everybody's talking about their offense, Joe Burrow and the offense. They gave up 10 points to the Buffalo Bills. They gave them 10 points. That's it. Sweet Lou was on his game, man. You know, and then you can't really take anything away from Philly. I just think all the teams left are all pretty well coached. Would you agree with that, Woody? I started to go San Fran with you. Then I started thinking about Cincinnati's coaching staff.
There's nothing bad about any of the teams that are left.
A lot of people still think Andy Reid's the best coach because his team's there every year.
Yeah, like I said, there's nothing bad about any of these teams. They all have very good quarterback play, right? They all have good defenses. They all have good weapons. Is there any team that has, like, any, like, major glaring holes that's left right now? You're probably not going to find that.
Boy, out.
49ers, their weapons are, I mean, they're fantastic. So, man, look, they got Christian McCaffrey playing at a high level. I know he got hurt.
I'm going to tell you who I think has the weakest of the four teams.
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
Yeah.
Has the weakest roster of the group, minus the quarterback.
And Mahomes still beat Jacksonville on one leg. See him trying to hand the ball off in that game?
Yeah, one hop.
I can't believe, by the
way. Looked like Easter got there early the way he was hopping around.
So they said he went up to the podium. He didn't even have anything on his ankle or whatever. I guess they obviously shot him up, right? Guessing that's what they did there.
Only he knows, or only he will say if he did.
You had to take a wild guess. I mean, he literally could not
walk. I don't know
walk.
How, you know, I don't know how many guys in today's game. It's a great question.
Well, how do you explain that then? That was some freakish stuff that we saw. Like him still able to throw the ball and jump passes and. Joe, he got his ankle bent pretty good, man.
Woody, I don't know how many guys, very common when I played, common. By the end of the year, there would be 10 to 15 guys shooting something up, numbing it in their body. But I don't know if these guys do that anymore. There are a lot of guys won't do it. A lot of guys wouldn't come back with a little help. A lot of guys said, no, I'm not playing.
I just couldn't believe he went from hobbling the way that he was to going back in and playing. And
I
we're
agree.
Actually talking about him playing next weekend. Like, that's the crazy thing is I wonder what that ankle looks like today or yesterday. Like, how swollen. Like, that thing must be a mess.
He, I thought the same thing when he jogged back out, although he still had a limp there. I wondered if he took a little nummy on the ankle. I don't know if they still do it. I'd be lying if I even tried to guess if guys are taking a little shot to numb certain areas of their leg. I have no idea.
I don't know. I saw it popping up on Twitter, and I just figured, like, the guy – I mean, that injury looked – it looked like the same hit that Tony Pollard took, and he, like, broke his leg. I mean, Mahomes looked like he was going to be
– his looked bad.
That looked bad.
He looked bad. And the bigger the body that falls on you and you can't get out of that spot, you can snap it. I don't disagree. Which, by the way, if he snaps that thing, there goes their season.
Texter wanted to make it clear that what happened to Mahomes, if that happened to Tua, he'd be out 8 games. yeah, we get it.
We had to get one of those today,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. Kelsey is two weapons in one. Yeah, Kelsey's a freak show. Chiefs gave away Tyreek and didn't lose a bit. I do disagree with that, by the way. They're definitely missing Tyreek Hill. Like, there's no question about that.
How can somebody say that I'm missing a guy?
And by the way, I think the Chiefs might lose on Sunday.
I think we all agree with that.
I think the Bengals got a really good chance. I think Mahomes is not going to be anywhere near 100%.
I think we have found out Cincinnati's the story's the offensive line is Cincinnati. Wait, all these backups. Oh, my God, they got backups. I liked Joe before. Now all his starters are out and they're playing with these guys, and these guys on the outside weren't very good last week. They played just fine.
Stop bashing the Dolphins and making excuses for the Bills. Stop deflecting Joe Rose.
What's that mean?
Getting ripped for that.
What's that mean?
A lot of people are saying that you're an Allen fan, which you are. You
that I'm
like
a what?
Josh Allen. You're a Josh Allen fan.
I do like Josh Allen. I wish we would have had the basketballs to jump over Mike Tannenbaum. I wish we had jumped over and taken him, yes.
I mean.
Somebody want to debate that one?
Where has he gotten him?
Oh, stop. Oh, that's weak.
Just saying, man.
That's going to be your thing? So where's Joe Burrow got his team? Did he win anything yet?
Well, you know, Joe Burrow would have been nice down here, no question. Joe Burrow's really good.
It's ridiculous. Listen, man, our window's running out, folks. You better start drinking reality drinks that are out now. You can get them at Publix. We better get rolling here unless you guys just want to continue go either not get to the playoffs or go and lose in the first round. We got to get rolling here real quickly.
Oh, boy. I know the Bengals window's Joe Burrow's whole career, he said.
Yeah, he made that real clear. Look it, you know who's going to start feeling heat too? Josh Allen's going to start feeling the Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes heat too, playing third fiddle. They don't start winning some of these games. Getting deeper into it, but boy, what a problem to have. Good for the league, man.
So it said Allen's arm is not weatherproof.
Is what?
It's not weatherproof.
Allen's arm's not weatherproof.
That's what someone just said, hey, man, he struggled yesterday. No question.
You know what weatherproof means?
We know.
No. Does everybody understand? It flies through anything.
I just think people are jabbing at you because you keep defending him.
Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want Josh Allen? Even the Josh Allen yesterday. Seriously. Let me hear somebody say they don't want Josh Allen. Go ahead. Let me hear it. I don't want Josh Allen. Okay. That's smart.
Well, we're going to get past him with Tua next year, so.
All right.
People are riled up this morning, man. A lot of people riled up.
What are they fired up about?
So you got everyone on the text machine fired up about your Buffalo love. Some guy tweeted to us. Some guy, AP Golden, said he likes you, but he was upset with the headlines this morning. He said, why make the story about Shannon Sharp and Morant's father about LeBron? He asked if I had an axe to grind with LeBron James. I mean, LeBron was a huge part of that
story. So they asked LeBron what he thought, and he goes, I'm with Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
I got his back. But he didn't get him. Like, LeBron doesn't decide who gets kicked in and out of games. You know.
Well, he does. Yeah, he does.
What?
He did that with some fans. He had some fans thrown out of a game, I think. But, look, man, if I'm the last person to get on the LeBron stuff here, okay? I happen to be a major LeBron lover. If you haven't listened to the show before.
LeBron's pretty consistent on everything unless you talk about his Chinese goods over there and the stuff that is money.
He's consistently fraudulent, but I happen to like LeBron, the basketball player. He's very upset about the Splash Mountain thing, too. He said, I didn't say that Splash Mountain was racist enough.
That it's what?
It's Splash Mountain's racist. The stuff that the rabbits or whatever. I
didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why they're redoing it.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, that's why they're redoing it.
I haven't been, Woody.
That's why you got to go, bro.
So I can find out what's everybody's. You go. You go and you let me know what all that stuff is. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. We're running super late this morning.
You're not up with the times, man.
What do you act like? Why do I want to go to Disney World? You bring up Disney World stuff all the time. Why would I go?
You got grandkids, man. Take the grandkids. They don't want to go? Every kid likes Disney.
My daughter-in-law and my sister took the kids, mm-hmm. and we didn't get invited. So they went
really?
And did the whole thing.
Now, you like Disney, so you must have been bummed out about that.
I will go, but I don't really want to go with the whole gang. I want to take the kids and go. I don't want to get like I don't want the kids to go. I want the grandkids to go. Mm. Then we'll go because that way I can spoil them. I don't have to worry.
Yeah.
Oh, they can't have sugar, and we don't really give them that, so we can give them what they want. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida, man. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. People ask me all the time, where do the pros go? And I go, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors that they have at Baptist Health South Florida. Some of the top specialists in the country all working together. That's why it's the top 50 sports medicine program in the country. When you got doctors for the knee, the shoulder, the foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. I'm talking about really, really good doctors. And by the way, I got more great news because Baptist Health South Florida is just getting bigger and better. Oh, Broward County got a brand new, beautiful facility off 595 in Pine Island Implantation. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. That's visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day, go where high school, college, and professional athletes, not just here in town, but from all over the country, make their way here because they got in-house physical therapists, we got great doctors, and we have one goal every day, and that's to get you healthy, back playing the sports you love the most with the best in the business at Baptist Health South.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
South Florida. All right, welcome back, and a good, happy Monday morning. This weather has just been ridiculous. It's so nice. Just, if it's 80 degrees without humidity, oh, my God, it's special, Woody. It's been good stuff, man, to be outside and be able to enjoy a few days since the end of the football season for the Dolphins and get out, enjoy it a little bit. Hey, we're just laughing about this in the other room. One of the host of a show is pregnant here. And so we're just talking about sticking your foot in your mouth with people that are pregnant. So I said, yeah, I'm guilty of one of those that was in San Francisco and had a few drinks and was sitting around at some function I was at with my previous wife and her family. They were looking at art and stuff, and there's a woman over standing by herself. And I said, you can just never say, you can never, as a guy, you got to be careful when you say, hey, how many months pregnant are you? You look great. And the woman looked at me and said, I'm just fat. It was so embarrassing. So embarrassing. It was so embarrassing that my ex-wife grabbed her family and we left within minutes after her husband came over there and said, hey, what's going on? And she repeated, oh, he just asked me how many months pregnant I was. And I give her credit. I mean, she was just matter of fact. Now I'm just fat. And it was embarrassing. I mean, I couldn't wait to get out of there. I felt, you know, it's one of those you run out of the room to get to your car and get home. And everybody's giving me the business on the way home, right?
Oh, that's a tough one, man. Yeah.
So, that's I don't care how pregnant you are. I'm never, ever again going to go, hey, how many months pregnant are you? Look great. You never know. You better be careful on that one. Hey, we had a poll. I was asking everybody of four quarterbacks that one's now out of it. The other three are still in it. How you would rank them right now from what you've seen. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and Jalen Hurts. 305-567-0560. I think I go Mahomes first. Big Joe, Burrow second. Boy, three's tough. Allen third. And Jalen Hurts, who might have the best chance to win the Super Bowl with that team, fourth. Although Jalen Hurts, he is getting paid, and he has jumped up with the big guys at a great time with the year he just had and that team he has. They keep going. They got this game coming up at home before the Super Bowl. They're in really good shape, and they have a complete team. My God, are they good. What do you got coming in, Wood?
Well, someone gives us this poll. One Burrow, two Mahomes, three Hurts, four Tua, 10 Allen. He ranked them for you.
Yeah, that was good. I appreciate
that.
No
good?
No, not even close, but go ahead.
One.
You keep believing whatever you want.
A handful of people put Joe Burrow ahead of Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, like, his body of work is so much better at this point. So, I don't know. I think it's tough to do that.
I don't know. That was a gutsy performance. That
it was.
When he went down on that thing and got up for a sec, I was like, ooh.
Jaguars left a lot of plays out there, though, man. They're going to be good for a while, I think. That quarterback seems to be really good.
They got a good team.
They get Calvin Ridley back. Remember Calvin Ridley's on that team?
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
He is back.
So they get a number one receiver for like nothing over there.
They have a nice team. They actually had some great schemes to stay in that game. And honestly, the fumbles the ball. Nobody touched him. He turns to try to make a run and just loses the ball.
No, they're well coached. They got their quarterback situation figured out. So that's that could be a little bit of a problem there here moving forward. Someone said Vegas screwed up on that Buffalo spread. Yeah, I don't know. So I told you on Friday I thought Cincinnati had a really good chance to win outright.
I didn't think they'd win by 17 points.
But they were 5.5-point underdogs.
That's a three-score game, man. They haven't – what have they won, 10 straight? They won something crazy
Cincinnati,
like 10 straight?
Yeah, something like that.
God.
Another guy says Mahomes, Burrow, Hurts, Herbert, Allen, and then Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence looked good, man.
So now everybody's bringing in their own guys.
Well, they're going to do their own list, bro. That's how it works. So 954, Joe's list. 1, Josh Allen. 2, Josh Allen. 3, Josh Allen. 4, Josh Allen.
No. That's not.
You love you some Josh Allen. That's all right.
I like Josh Allen.
I know you do.
But not ahead of Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes. We didn't have a chance to get those other two, so I don't bring their names up. I don't know where we were on Patrick. Usually if a guy's up there, we're scared as hell to take him anyway, so we would never do that. So
5-6-1, am I the only one who thinks we're not far behind the Bills? We're getting closer.
We're close to them. We're definitely, we beat them. We are close in a couple games. Just a close thing, though. It's like, come on, man.
Burrow,
gotta
Mahomes,
win these.
Purdy, and then Hurts. Joe Burrow is what Joe thinks Josh Allen is. I like that text.
So do people really think that Josh Allen's that bad? Or is this just a little bust my chops stuff right now?
Tua can't ride Splash Mountain. He might get a concussion. Not very nice.
That's not nice. There's no reason. There's no reason. Tell you one thing, man. Nobody should be more pumped up for the football season than Tua Tagovailoa, for the head coach and the GM come right out and support him after missing 5 games with that concussion. Seriously. He should be pumped up to come back here. He doesn't have to worry about anything. They've done their homework. Sound like Chris jumped on this, said there's no problems. Let's go.
This guy has a conspiracy theory here. He says Josh Allen, like Joe, hails from Northern California, so there is a connection. This guy wants me to keep tweaking you on your controversial comments. The fans enjoy me needling you. I'm not trying to rile you up here. Wake up the sleeping bear. I'm not trying to rile you up here. I just you really like Josh Allen. That's
I think
fine.
Josh Allen's really good.
Great.
Except
we
yesterday.
Get it. No, you really like Josh Allen.
How many times do I have to see Josh Allen beat us?
We got close last time. Here's a great one. It's kind of weird to read this. Who wants to have, you know what, with Josh Allen more, Joe Rose or Tony Romo? Tony Romo loves him some Josh Allen.
Oh, he
too,
does?
Bro. Oh, my God.
I didn't catch that.
He loves Josh Allen.
Well,
Josh Allen missed. It was a throw. I want to say it was to Diggs.
It was. He overthrew him.
He overthrows him. Diggs takes out some girl who's standing like way off of the side. He goes, this is a perfectly thrown ball. Just missed it. But I mean, like, Tony Romo loves that guy. Loves him. You love Tony Romo, though. You said, didn't you cross paths with him? He was very nice to you.
Now you're going to start saying stuff. I said Tony Romo's
fine. You said you ran into
fine.
Him. He's nice.
I said he's fine. Yeah.
No, you didn't. You said he was really nice.
Well, what's that mean? Like, you act like I went out and had dinner with him. You know what? You're an outsider. You're going to stay an outsider because you don't, until you come over and you start going to games, I'm tired of you jumping in on that stuff and saying stuff
well,
that I never
said.
I'd be happy
to come on the road with you and follow your exploits, but like nobody, you know, nobody invited me on the road. But
that's
feel
a good
like,
point.
I feel like you got after Chris Perkins the other day. Chris is here like, oh, do you have guys you like, guys you don't like, whatever?
I said
like,
I do.
All right, yeah. Tony Romo talked to Joe, so he likes him.
All right, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up. Is this the best you can do? Because you're a weak, weak individual today. I'll tell you who's really good, though. Nuceria. Oh, Nuceria Health is fantastic with this proven hormone replacement therapy program to increase my energy, raise my sexual lift, help me lose weight. It's all tied together. And folks, with the New Year's resolution and you haven't followed through, let's get rolling with Nuceria Health today. Hey, listen, they make it real easy for you. First of all, if you're like, and it just started with this. So I go in, I don't know, 5-6 months. And I said, man, I'm Doc. Dr. Alex Alonzo at Nuceria Health. I said, Doc, man, I am tired. Always tired. I want to go home and just take naps every day and on the weekends. And he said, hey, let's get going. So I got the blood work done, checked the blood, saw that my testosterone levels were way down. So he helped put me on a program, not just that, and asked me about my goals. And they're really all tied together, man. The more energy you have, the more you want to work out, the more active you want to be. It really does, man. It's just, and they put you on a great program, the professionals over there, along with Dr. Alex Alonzo, to help you reach all your goals. And here's the best part. You don't have to go to one of their two facilities in Dade County if you don't want to. You can just do a Zoom call with Dr. Alex Alonzo. We'll get the blood work done from your home. We'll have the Zoom call at the house. You never have to leave to get great results. So that's fantastic for you to make it easy. But I don't know about you, but I want to get more out of the fourth quarter of life. That's the goal right now, man. That's where I am, to enjoy myself and be able to get out and just get more out of life, man, in my 60s. And if you're in that same boat, whether you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, or 70s, and you want to start living more, think about Nuceria Health. It's that easy. 786-305-6337. They'll put you on a safe program that's perfect for you. 786-305-6337 for MyNuceria.com, where you can learn more and tell them Joe sent you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.